So it's interesting to see that organizations like MyWay.com, which is a subsidiary of AP, is reporting that the Justice Department of the United States has secretly obtained 2 months of telephone records of reporters and editors for the Associated Press and what the News Cooperative's top executives call a massive and unprecedented intrusion into how news organizations gather the news. The records obtained by the Justice Department listed outgoing calls for the work and personal phone numbers of individual reporters, also for general AP office numbers in New York, Washington, and Hartford, Connecticut, and for all the main numbers of the AP in the House of Representatives Press Gallery. This is according to attorneys for the Associated Press. It's not clear if the records also included incoming calls or the duration of calls. In all, the government seized the records for about 20 separate telephone lines assigned to the AP and its journalists. In April and May of 2012, the exact number of journalists who used phone lines during that period is unknown, but more than 100 journalists work out of the offices where the phone records were targeted on a wide array of stories about government and other matters. In a letter of protest to Attorney General Eric Holder on Monday, AP President and Chief Gary Pruitt said the government sought and obtained information far beyond anything that could be justified by any specific investigation. He demanded the return of the phone records and the destruction of all copies. This story is not getting a lot of coverage. It should be, but it looks like Big Brother is keeping an eye on what others have to say. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.